Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how do I know when the trend is over?
Well,
the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah, the million-dollar question. Awesome. Yeah, you don't know. Really, it's tricky because one thing I learned from Martin Pring, there's a book called Pring on Price Action, and there's another one called, I'll put it in the show notes, Pring on Price Action, and there's another one. Basically, he talks about how at the end, technical analysis explained. That's the other one I know. So Martin Pring on Price Patterns and Technical Analysis Explained. One thing that's interesting about the way that he talks about retracements is that you actually have this weird thing where at the end of a retracement, so the market, let's say the market's going up, you're trading the pound against the dollar, it's going up, 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 and then it retraces. Often the very last candle, the very last bit of that counter trend retracement is the strongest one in the counter trend direction. Now, if you think about it, that makes it really hard to find the end of the trend. And if you believe this, okay, go back and test and see for yourself if this is true. But it often is. And what that means is you're going to be most likely to think the trend is over at the absolute worst spot because it's just the end of the retracement and the trend's going to re-engage now. So it's great. So it's awful, right? I mean, it's like everything in trending, we're totally built to go, you know, the 180 the wrong way. But this is important to know. Like if you know this and you see this, then you should pay attention. When you see a really strong candle at the end of a retracement move, pay attention because that could be the end of the retracement. Now, it doesn't mean it always is. This is what I would recommend if you're looking for the end of the trend. There's two ways to do this. The good news is if you're getting in the trend at the end of a retracement, you can usually get in at a really tight stop, which is great because you don't have to be off right that often. You can still make pretty good returns. You know, if you've got, let's say you're in this trend and the trend goes for 600 pips, right? If you can get in on a 30 pip stop and you can only get, you know, a third of that, that's 30 pip stop with 100 pip, you know, reward there. That's pretty good. So that's the kind of thing that you're looking for, I think, when you're trying to ride the trend. But at the end of the trend, I think the best thing to do is to wait for a double top against the trend. So there's a couple different ways. You can do this. Let's say the trend's going up, so you watch the trend going up, and then it falls and goes down, and you think the trend is over, then it comes back up and it's not able to take out the highest high that it made during the trend, and it falls and it tries one more time. So now it's made a second lower low, right? So lower high. So you have the highest high, then it comes down, right? Then it goes up, and then it comes down and it goes up again, but it still can't take out that previous high. So you've got two lower highs. That's a pretty good way to do it. The other way, really simple, is just draw a trend line, whether the trend's going up or down. So if it's going up, you put the trend line on the lows. If it's going down, you put the trend line on the highs. You wait for the market to break that trend line and then come back and touch it. And that's about it. I mean, you never really know when it's over. You know that if you look at indicators, you're going to see during an uptrend, everything's going to be overbought. During a downtrend, everything's going to say oversold. You just never know. But I think the best way to figure it out is just to look for the lower low, lower high thing. So if you're in an uptrend and you want to sell it and you think the trend is over and it's going to fall, the reason why everyone wants to take those sells on an uptrend is because they know they're usually pretty fast moves, right? So if you can get a little double top after the uptrend seems to be over, that's a good sign. Or a little double bottom after the downtrend seems to be over, that's a good sign too. But I mean, there's really no way to know. The other thing to do is, you know, focus on the low volatility trend. Let me give you an example. So you're trading like the New Zealand dollar, for example, New Zealand against the USD, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes it'll be pretty, you know, it's not usually going to be totally crazy like the, you know, the pound cat. It's not going to be that crazy. It's going to be pretty smooth going, not always, but a lot of the time. So pairs like that, you can find these really clean, nice trends. And if you get this big, massive candle that's going against the trend, you can think, okay, something's going on here. Maybe this is the end. And then see if, you know, wait and see if it touches the trend line again on the other side, or it does a double top or whatever. And then maybe you can get in, because those, that's kind of easy. It's easier, I find, to trade the low volatility trends, because it's so obvious when the trend is over, because it gets really volatile. But if you're in a high volatility trend, it's not, sometimes it's not that easy, because you don't know, is this just a regular high volatility retracement, or is it really the end of the trend? So that's another way, is you can get a little bit picky. But, you know, I don't really know. I mean, it's one of those things, like trying to pick the end of the trend. I mean, who knows? You just don't know. I mean, there's a couple, you can set up some rules, some trend line based rules, or double top rules, or double bottom rules. But other than that, you just, you know, you're better off just making sure that you have a really good expectancy with the system, and not, you know, so that way you don't have to be right that often. You can be right 22% of the time and still make money, something like that. So that's, hopefully that makes sense. I know it's probably not what everyone wanted to hear, but there are there are a couple of different things you can do there.
Yeah, and it also has to fit your personality too, right? Like, I think some people are just better at that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you might be, Hugh, you might be really good at trading the end of the trend, and you really like, you know, the strong move that you get when a trend collapses. Whereas I might be one of those guys who's just feels it's so much safer to just ride the trend and kind of, instead of keep trying to pick the end of the trend. So I just say, I'm just going to ride with the trend. If I, you know, if I'm, you know, I can trick myself if I want into trading the end of the trend by really trading the end of the retracement. So a lot of traders who know that they should be trading the trend, but they just can't help themselves, you can try and trick yourself into trading the end of the retracement. You know what I mean? And like zooming in, like zoom in on your chart or something. You know, look at this, like that's the end of the trend, you know, sort of thing. And really it's just the trend re-engaging. You can do something like that too. But yeah, so it's one of those things that's tricky, but I would just stick to a really solid rule that you found in your back testing, like the trend line retouch or the double top or whatever. And then make sure that you've got a good exit that has a really high you know, high reward to risk, and then that way you can mess it up a few times and still do all right.
Okay, cool. Those are great tips. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you, Hugh.